The Anton Savage Show with Kearies.ie on News Talk.
Overnight, news that is being described as very significant emerging from the States in respect of Ukraine, because the US has approved a $61 billion aid package for Ukraine, and it comes at a point where the Ukraine was running where Ukraine was running significantly short in terms of arms and munitions. And President Vladimir Zelensky has expressed his thanks. He said that US lawmakers have moved to, and I quote, keep history on the right track. I'm joined by Declan Power, security and defence analyst. Declan, how significant is this and how much was it needed?
Anton, good morning. It is extremely significant, and it is needed as much as units of blood would be needed for an injured person after a car accident, if I could use that analogy, because that's what was happening. Despite their best efforts, Ukraine was starting to bleed out in terms of material, munitions, and their ability to prosecute the war. They were being put onto a defensive footing, not because of a lack of military nous or capacity or lack of manpower willing to fight the war, but because of munitions and because of a lack of ability to engage in offensive operations. The rationing of artillery shells, for example, to be used in defence of forward positions was becoming a serious issue. Then was something that the Russians were starting to exploit in various probing attacks. And indeed, the kinds of attacks we've seen, the swarms, the drone swarms that the Russians were using to damage and degrade Ukrainian energy infrastructure. Ukraine's ability to defend against that was becoming to be seriously questioned. And part of the reason I would argue for this is that in the US in particular, the eye was off the ball. The Middle East has everybody's attention, and it may have suited some people to to push that agenda and to take the eye off Ukraine. But also it was probably just good old-fashioned apathy. And if Ukraine starts to falter and can't physically defend itself, there are serious consequences for the body politic across Europe. There are serious consequences in the long term for us all. So we should be glad that the US finally got around to that. But we should also ask the question, in Europe, are we doing enough to be able to support Ukraine's ability to protect and defend its nationhood and its democracy? Or are we just paying lip service to it? We shouldn't have to rely on the US to always be the ones who come in at the last minute with those packages.
The package itself sounds like a huge amount of money. Presumably you burn through it fairly quickly in a conflict like Ukraine is currently in.
Absolutely, because as I mentioned, they're one of the key areas that spend is in artillery shells. And they're not particularly sophisticated, the things they're using. But you go through a huge amount of them in a defensive operation, particularly against a foe like the Russians, because they're quite unsophisticated in their land war tactics. They use the massive manpower at their disposal. So if you do not have the weapon systems to be able to combat a swarm of humanity, so to speak, your positions can get overrun, and it can change the whole gravity of the battle space within a matter of 48 hours or less. So I'm kind of zeroing in a little bit there. But then there are other elements to it too, more sophisticated, smart munitions that have given the Ukrainians quite an edge in their ability to use them. They're extremely expensive, and the Russians don't have many of those. They were relying on a certain amount of them coming from Iran and China, and that supply has dwindled somewhat.
Can I ask, Declan, just in the context of your previous analogy of the patient bleeding out, obviously there will, I assume, have been a strategic cost to that period of bleeding out on the Ukrainian side. In the total conflict, where do they now find themselves? How strategically weakened are they? And what's their prospects over the coming months?
I would say they're I don't know what I say, would the term weakened be the most useful one, but they've been in a type of stasis. They've been in a holding pattern. The Russians haven't been able to significantly punch through, which is a good sign in itself, that even in that, if we use that term, weakened or certainly depleted state, that the Russians weren't able to maximize it to their potential. But the fact now that the Ukrainians have an ability to fill their ammunition bunkers, to bring the fight to the front lines, it means that they can start to seriously plan offensive operations. And this is, I say, the maddening thing for the Ukrainian leadership. They have the capacity, they have the will, they have the know-how at senior military level to plan effective and successful offensive operations, but they didn't have the material. So now they can start to shift the gravity. In terms of how much it has weakened them, I would say one of the key areas it may have weakened them is perhaps in morale on the home front, that it's a situation like this grinding on, and the attrition levels of their troops would have been affecting families and the civilian population of Ukraine across the breadth of its nation. And it's essential that the ordinary Ukrainian is able to maintain his and her will to resist Russian aggression if they're to maintain their statehood. And I think that's where somebody like Zelensky has been showed his weight and worth as a leader, he and indeed others within his cabinet and within the leadership apparatus, and why it was important for them to be seen to clean house at times and replace leadership elements that were either inept or corrupt. They were shown attempting to show their people the singularity and purity of the struggle, and that they were all in this together. And now they have an ability to maximise that civil support by being able to go on the offensive.
And as always with Zelensky, he's doing a very good job of tapping into the propaganda, is the wrong phrase because it sounds pejorative, but into the galvanizing effect of it, putting out a video thanking the US and describing it as a life-saving decision. Declan, thank you very much. That is Declan Power, who is security and defense analyst.
The Anton Savage Show with Kyries.ie on News Talk.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.